The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore, and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings good from his storeroom, both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This morning it was very enjoyable doing a little review of the life of St. Ignatius of Loyola. This man who had such a profound conversion, he was not ordained a priest until he was 46 years old. Right? I meet people who have kind of a later conversion life, like, man, why didn't God call me sooner? I could have done so much more. 46 years old, he's ordained a priest. His conversion took place around the age of 30. But he speaks about his past life and he says, I was totally of the world, filled with worldly desires. And I share just one quote of his. He said, "When I was young, in my late teens, early 20s, I used to like to strut around in my cape, slinging it open to reveal my tight leggings and boots, a sword and dagger at my side," right? Full of vanity. So he gets hit with a cannonball. He's a soldier. He's 30 years old. He's convalescing for a year in bed. Someone gives him The Life of Christ and books on the lives of saints. Leads to a radical conversion. One of the moments during this conversion process that was the most lasting, the most changing for him, was when our Blessed Mother Mary appeared to him. And for the rest of his life, he had this incredible devotion to Our Lady. A few months ago, a Jesuit priest sent me an article from the writings of St. Ignatius that I'd never seen before, that I found so beautiful, relating to his relationship with Our Lady, and I wanted to share that this morning. Ignatius wrote, "One morning before Mass, I was conversing with the Holy Spirit, praying to the Holy Spirit before Mass started. Just before approaching the altar, and during the whole celebration of the Mass, I felt this violent interior commotion that led me to tears, and there were moments where I was hardly able to speak. I felt and saw the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, who was exerting her influence on my behalf to the Father, so that during Mass and consecration, I could not see and feel anything except her, who is, so to speak, part of that immense grace, and also the door by which we enter into it." Now get this. So he's celebrating Mass, and Our Lady is interceding for him to the Father so that he's able to consecrate the Eucharist. That it's in and through Our Lady that the grace is obtained, that our Lord Jesus Christ is made present on the altar, and he was allowed to experience this. And he goes on, "With the help of a spiritual perception, I understood that she was showing me, in the act of consecration, the presence of her own flesh within the flesh of her Son. And the feeling of that revelation was so profound that it is impossible for me to describe." Ignatius of Loyola, whenever he had a special intention, when he was discerning something, he would always celebrate three Masses before making a decision, laying those on the altar. We ask Ignatius and our Blessed Mother Mary to assist us to enter ever more fully into the mystery of the Eucharist.